time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes in this morning. We take this time every week to look at real estate, both locally and beyond. And Aaron, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here.
So talk about what you wanted to focus on here in the next few minutes.
Sure, absolutely. Well, happy first day of September.
Oh, boy.
It's near the end of the summer here, so we're just kind of looking at the data and the market overall and seeing where things are headed. So I just wanted to get a couple things out of the way briefly here this morning. Obviously, as my Shane colleague was talking about earlier, he last couple weeks talked about interest rates, and we're going to get that out of the way as well. So interest rates are still above 7%, 7 to 7.5. Earlier last week, we reached the highest 30-year mortgage rate that we've seen in over 23 years, which was pretty discouraging for a lot of people, but it's come back down closer to 7%.
Yeah, sometimes the best or the highest number is not the best news.
Nope, not necessarily. And sometimes it feels like we're beating a dead horse here. We just keep talking about rates, but it's important to cover because they are so incredibly volatile. It really can impact your situation, especially as a buyer, week to week. But the other thing I wanted to talk about briefly was last week, the Federal Reserve, and specifically the Fed Chairman, Jerome Powell, gave his annual speech at the Fed's symposium, which happens every year in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And they got together there, and Powell basically, his speech was pretty short, about 10 to 15 minutes long, and there was nothing too dramatic that came out of that. It was fairly dry, ambiguous, and diplomatic. But one of the honest moments that came out that I thought was really good that we haven't seen from their market committee meetings month to month when they meet is one of the things that Powell said was he said that they were prepared to raise the Fed funds rate further if appropriate and intend to hold the policy at a restrictive level until they are confident that inflation is moving sustainably down toward their objective. And so basically what he's saying is they are fully prepared. The Fed funds right now is 5.25 to 5.5, which is substantially higher than it was a year ago. And it hasn't broken the economy yet. And so what they're basically saying is the American economy is still very resilient and that they're willing to push that rate higher if necessary to get inflation, core inflation, down to their target 2% goal. So he said, yep, we're still willing to do that. But he also made an admission that I thought was fairly honest when he said that the Federal Reserve, basically their job is that they admitted that they cannot identify with certainty what's called the neutral rate of interest. And thus, there is always uncertainty about the precise level of monetary policy restraint. So the neutral rate of interest, in theory, it's the Fed funds rate at which the stance of the Federal Reserve monetary policy is neither accommodative nor restrictive. Right now, it's very restrictive. And they're trying to find that sweet spot, if we put it that way, where it's not hurting the economy, but it's not artificially supporting it. And he basically said that they're navigating by the stars under a cloudy sky. And I think that's pretty honest. You know, anyone who takes the initiative to make predictions about things inevitably is wrong, usually. And so I thought that was pretty honest of him, where usually people in leadership and power like that, they make bold predictions. And if they do, it can be a very risky thing to do.
Well, it really has a big impact on a lot of people. And I think they probably, and he in particular, probably feel the weight of that.
Yes, absolutely. So what he says does impact the markets, and it's important. And I was glad to see that he had some nuance in what he was saying and some honesty that way. So having said that, rates are they're volatile, but they're still above 7%, somewhere in that rate. Also, wanted to talk about stats a little bit. So we're done with the 3 months of the summer, June, July, August. And basically, compared to last year, 2022, this year, there's a just very slight change in the average and median sales price for Douglas County. Comparing 2023 to 2022, over the last 12 months here in the county, the average sales price has decreased 1.3% from about $353,000 to $348,000. And in that same comparison, the median sale price has decreased by 0.08% from about $316,800 to $316,000. So very stable. We basically gone up and come down where compared to this time last year, we're pretty much right where we were sitting. And so the bottom of the market is not falling out and we're not skyrocketing to the top. We're pretty stable as far as prices go.
And that's different than what we've seen in the past few years when you had higher levels of growth.
Absolutely. Yep. It's been incredible. the last several years, like we talked about before, we had 11, 17% year over year annual appreciation, and now we've lost that. We're completely stable. Also, for those homes that sold in August, the average time it took to sell those homes, meaning from when they went on the market to when they went pending, was about 25 to 48 days. So anywhere from a month to 6 weeks. When you put your home on the market, you can expect to likely get an offer from a buyer.
Wow.
Also, I got a quiz for you, Kyle, okay?
Uh-oh.
So expressed as a percentage, I'm curious what you might think. Expressed as a percentage, how much do you think that the average sold property values, we just talked about what August and this last year looked like, but how much do you think it's increased over the last 10 years, from 2013 to 2023?
I would say about, now we're talking Roseburg or this is overall?
Douglas County,
okay.
Average overall.
I'd say we're looking at probably about 60%.
Okay, you're on the right track. 108%.
Okay.
Average sold property values. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And so if you had bought a $300,000 home in 2013, just on average, it's very likely that same property today would be worth about $625,000. So people complain about high prices, but when you're in the position of home ownership, when you live on the West Coast, it's incredible wealth building potential is the equity that you gain from market appreciation. I've talked to people that own homes the same time period in, let's say, Illinois, and you do not experience the same amount of market appreciation there. It might increase maybe 10%, 20%. But those areas in like the Midwest, they do not have the market appreciation like we do on the West, on the coast, both coasts, but especially the West Coast.
Interesting perspective to watch. And now that I run the numbers back in my head with our two properties, it's like, oh yeah, that is actually that's a big increase.
Yeah, absolutely. It is remarkable. So, okay. But also, in that regard, timing matters. So if you had bought a home, let's say in 2007, okay, and you had sold in 2011, you would have lost about 20 to 30%. So that actually is a great segue into my buyer tip for today. What I wanted to talk to buyers about and give them is basically like a word of advice and a word of encouragement. And that was that don't make your financial and real estate plans solely based on what you hear in the day-to-day news. Step out, step up, and make your decisions based on broad multi-year goals. Because when you have 5, 10, 15, 20-year goals and you own real estate through that time period, you're going to spread your risk out and you're going to be able to ride out whatever happens.
All right. What about people that are selling?
So for sellers, I also wanted to give you a tip, and that was when you're talking to an agent, there's two extremely important documents that you want to see before you put your home on the market. The first one is you want to see a market analysis report, and the second one is a seller net sheet. That's going to give you the number after you pay off your mortgage, all your costs related to selling. That's going to give you your number that you should be walking away with, an estimate of it, pretty darn close. That's a seller net sheet. And then, of course, the market analysis report, that just gives you a really good idea. You get to see the comps. You get to see the market data. It should tell you how long it's going to take to sell your home, what you're going to sell it for. Those are extremely important tools to have as a seller before you put your home on the market.
All right, Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes. How do folks get a hold of you?
They can reach us directly at our office line at 541-391-4945, or you can also look us online at theoregonlife.com.
All right, Aaron, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
From the 7. 7-